Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. For more than two decades, Northumberland Hills Hospital has handed out scholarships to budding health professionals from the county. The prize is a $1,500 check. It may not seem like a lot, but when you're a student, every penny counts. Earlier this month, Hospital Board Chair Beth Selby presented the scholarships to two students, Ann Mead and Ella Watson. Ann Mead just completed the Trent University's Bachelor of Science in Nursing program. Ella Watson has just finished her first year in nursing at Trent. Both have strong ties to Northumberland Hills Hospital. Ann Mead, through her clinical placement, and Ella Watson, through her volunteerism in the Hospital Elder Life Program. To qualify, applicants must demonstrate academic achievement, participate in extracurricular activities, provide a testimonial explaining their career goals, and a written reference. That's no easy task. In this interview, you will meet Ann Mead. She is from Port Hope. Her story will share her challenges and successes, but you will learn more than just her qualifications for the scholarship. She will share a bit about herself, her goals, and dreams. I am absolutely thrilled to have with me today Ann Mead. She is a Port Hope resident and a recent graduate of the Trent University Bachelor of Science in Nursing program. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So let's just start out by getting to know you a little bit. Who is Ann Mead?
Well, I'm Ann Mead. I am a recent graduate from Trent University. I was born and raised in Port Hope. I am a Christian. I love music. I love playing. Well, I used to play the trumpet. I still have one that I fiddle on once in a while. I like to sight read piano a little bit as well. And then I'm also a choir member of the Peterborough Singers and the St. Peter's Anglican Church Choir. So music and Christianity is a huge part of my life, and also, of course, nursing.
What kind of a student are you?
Well, I graduated on the Dean's Honor Roll and the President's Honor Roll. And so the Dean's Honor Roll, I think, is over 80% for my past year. And then the President's Honor Roll is that I've maintained over an 80% throughout all 4 years of university.
What kind of a high school student were you?
The exact same thing. I received the top mark in academic biology. I took all the math courses, physics, chemistry. I loved all the maths. I loved music in high school. That was great as well. But I love school. I love being a student. So I'm actually a little bit sad to leave the status of being a student.
Now, I understand you do a lot of community service. Can you share with us the kinds of things you do in the community?
Well, the application that I had filled out was mostly my high school community service hours. And so, serving as a choir member for St. Peter's Anglican Church, it really helps get the church back up and going after their sanctuary was condemned for a few years. And so we've built the congregation back up. We've built the choir back up. And then back in high school, I volunteered for all the St. Paul's Presbyterian Church functions. I did a few events like Coldest Night of the Year. Things like that throughout high school. And then throughout university, it's been a little bit more difficult to get to things like that.
What motivated you to be so involved in the community?
I think being part of a small community, a small high school, because part of high school, there's not many students in there. I love Port Hope, and it's just want to get back.
Tell me about the first time it even remotely occurred to you that you wanted to work in healthcare.
Well, my aunt is a registered nurse, and I loved her presence. She was very caring. She has 8 children herself, so she's a caretaker, and I was always very inspired by her. I'm myself the youngest of 7 children, and so I've always been surrounded by people. And even though I'm the youngest, I tend to, do caring things for them in the way that you just want to take care of people. And so I love helping the vulnerable. Any placement that I've had in school, I've built really great relationships with any patients that I've interacted with. So just helping people, interacting with them, making them feel better when they're in not so great situations.
Even when you were really young, did you used to bandage your dolls, or did you have any other things that you did that maybe indicated that you were interested in nursing and healthcare?
I don't remember myself, but I recently visited my aunt and my grandma, and they told me that I've always been this way. They remember when I was really young. No one in my family likes to, it's a weird example, but no one in my family likes to hug each other. We're not affectionate, but I was the only one that was affectionate. I would be hugging all my family members. I loved just being close to people and just helping other people always and tending to the needs of my siblings.
Now, you already mentioned that you had a member of your family that worked in the field. Did you have any others that were in the healthcare field, or anybody that's gone into the healthcare field?
Yeah, so I have many cousins, but there's one family where 3 of the girls are registered nurses. And so they're a bit older than me, maybe 5 or so years older than me, so I grew up listening to all of their crazy emergency room stories. I'm not super interested in the emergency room, but it was still so interesting to me. My sister, she's a few years older than me. She is an RPN, so a registered practical nurse. And then right now she is going through school to further her education to become a registered nurse. But actually, to kind of go back on the last question, kind of forgot about this, but when I was younger, I really wanted to be a midwife. I wanted to deliver babies. I would watch educational videos on YouTube about C-sections, and I watched C-sections. I'd watch deliveries as a 10-year-old, and I loved it. I wasn't grossed out. It's what I wanted to do, but I thought that nursing would give me more opportunities, but I could still do labor and delivery if I wanted to. But I've kind of gone the opposite way, where I love older adults and I just connect very well with them.
Now, being a recent graduate of a nursing program, what was the hardest part of studying to become a nurse?
Well, I'm actually in the process right now of there's a legislative exam that you have to write to become a registered nurse. So right now I've just graduated from the program, but you have to write the exam to become registered. So I'm currently studying for that right now. I write the exam on August 7th. And so, I'm really hunkering down and studying with that. But throughout nursing school, we had clinicals. So usually Thursdays and Fridays, it would be 12-hour shifts usually at the hospital. And so, having that time that you dedicate to the hospital 24 hours a week, and then also having a full-time course load to study and to do your courses and do all the schoolwork for that, it was tough. But having close friends that are also in the same mindset as you is very helpful and takes a lot of focus.
What was your favorite class?
I loved anything about pathophysiology, so learning about different disease processes and how the body works. Pharmacology was very difficult, but I very much enjoyed it. I took a class in third year that was an elective. There was only 20 people that decided to take it because it was the advanced pharmacology and pathophysiology. So it was very daunting, but I learned a lot from that course. It was a small group of us, and I'm used to being in a small classroom from, I went to George Hamilton Public School, which by the time I graduated in grade six, there was maybe 50 students in the school. And then Dr. Hawkins Portage High School, they're all very small schools, so having a small classroom like that was very helpful, and I thrived a lot.
Were there any classes that you hated or you weren't that fond of?
Yes, for sure. There was a few classes in first year about nursing as a profession. All that There's lots of theory courses, lots of papers. I think the theory courses were the ones I didn't like very much. They were all very subjective, where I like the objective, I like math, I like science. So doing these theory-based courses where you had to read papers and have an opinion. I like facts.
Nursing can be a tough gig. There's long hours. It's very demanding. There's a ton of stress. It's not the easiest job in the world. What had attracted you to it?
I like being busy. I like being on my feet. I love being active. And being with people. Like I said, I love helping vulnerable people, making them feel better, giving someone to talk to. I also have a draw towards older adults, especially dementia, and finding different ways to help with just coping. Yeah. So yeah, a lot it there are lots of long hours. 12-hour shifts are just the norm in the hospital, but at the same time, you kind of get your work done in a shorter amount of time. So the 9-to-5 traditional Monday to Friday job is not very attractive to certain people. So I think that's also something that I'm drawn to.
You did your clinic at Northumberland Hills Hospital. What was it like?
So in fourth year of nursing school, you have your pre-consolidation in the first semester and your consolidation in your second semester. And so for my pre-consolidation clinical experience, I was on the restorative care unit at Northumberland Hills Hospital. So it's a lot of long-term care patients, lots of dementia. At first, I was a bit disappointed because I wanted a medicine floor, I wanted surgery, I wanted something fast-paced. But I actually found myself learning a lot about how to handle dementia and different behaviors, how to just downplay situations that can be escalating. There's lots of things going on. Even though it was a bit slower paced, I enjoyed it. I learned a lot. The staff were very kind, very welcoming, always willing to help and teach. And I had, yeah, it was, again, like I said, with smaller classes when from kindergarten to grade 12, and then that class I really enjoyed in university. Being in a smaller community hospital was very enjoyable for the same reasons. I got get closer to people and everyone knows each other.
Is there a particularly memorable moment during your clinic that you can share with us?
Yeah, so there was one patient there. I'll be big for confidentiality purposes, but he had pretty severe dementia, and I learned that he played a particular instrument, and so he didn't really speak much. But one day, it was around Christmas time, I decided I had a bit more time, so I sat down with him. There was a few couches because it was more of a home feeling unit because these people, the patients were there for long periods of time for rehabilitation. And so I sat down with him and I played him some brass Christmas music on my phone. And he stopped. And all he said was, "Oh, I miss my," and then he said his daughter's name. And he didn't really speak much like he did, but it didn't really make any sense. And so music and dementia and Alzheimer's, there's a huge connection between, those two things. Something goes on in the brain, and let's say someone used to play piano when they were younger, they have dementia, you put them in front of a piano and they know how to play again. So having that history that I knew about him, kind of using that for a care plan and seeing that it was effective was very it was very touching. And I let one of his family members know about it, and she was very pleased and happy to hear about that. And so yeah, it's having time to sit down with people and help them is something that I really enjoyed about Coburg Hospital.
What was your takeaway from spending time at Northumberland Hills Hospital?
My takeaway was that community hospitals, smaller hospitals, are just as good at teaching students as the larger hospitals. Peterborough Regional Health Center has students in and out all the time, like consistently through the summer, through the school year. And they have learning centers and they have all these resources for students to learn. But I think that the fact for at least students coming into Northumberland Hills Hospital for clinical experiences, they don't have students very often. They do have groups sometimes, but you know, I think that the nurses on the units are more willing to teach and take on students. So that's a big takeaway, at least being a student and Northumberland Hills Hospital.
Tell us about this scholarship that you were awarded recently.
So the Northumberland Hills Hospital Health Scholarship, I was a recipient of, and it was a $1,500 award to residents of the area who are enrolled in or attending post-secondary education that will in turn have them in a healthcare field. And the whole point of it, the goal is to encourage those students to, in the future, consider a career at Northumberland Hills Hospital. And I received the scholarship at a board meeting a few weeks ago, and all the board members were so kind, and Ella and I were there together, and one of the board members presented the scholarship, had our information, you know, made a little speech for us, and then we were able to say a few words as well. But I've never interacted with such kind people. Very, very helpful. And I'm very appreciative to have the opportunity to apply for that scholarship.
What difference will the $1,500 scholarship make?
Well, being part of a family of seven, and some things have kind of occurred in my family where I don't really have as much financial support. So I take care of my own finances, and I also have some student loans. So being a new grad, kind of I have all my student loans for all 4 years kind of still hanging around. So the $1,500 will definitely help me start paying off my student loans and getting started with being a nurse and having time to study and all that.
Are you looking at doing any further studies?
Not at the moment. I will for sure maybe consider a critical care course, just like smaller, not another university program, maybe not this moment, but I really just want to get my education in the hospital. You know, the first few years of being a nurse are very difficult, the transition from student to nurse. And so I just want to focus on learning as much as I possibly can in the first few years, and then maybe I'll consider higher education.
Who is someone who influenced you?
My sister Lydia, the one that I was talking about earlier, who is the RPN, even though we're not the closest in age in our family, we had a very special bond growing up. And I think that our personalities are very similar. But she applied for her nursing school at the same time that I applied for Trent. And so we really have been able to talk to each other throughout the years. She's in Waterloo, so there's a distance between us, but we're still close as ever. And she's really encouraged me. She's a great nurse. She's so passionate about it, and it really encourages me to be a good nurse, an excellent nurse when I start practicing.
Tell us something about yourself that's not related to healthcare or your studies or volunteering. What do you do to relax or have fun?
I love long distance running. I started running back in 2019, and it's just something that takes my mind off of everything. I ran a half marathon last May in Ottawa. The year before that, I ran the 10K in Ottawa. There's a whole race weekend that they do up there every May. But I do it most mornings, and it really helps me take my mind off of everything. And then also, of course, music. It's a huge part of my life. Being part of two choirs, that keeps me busy. I have choir. Well, it's finished for the summer, but choir practice on Wednesday night, Thursday night, and then church on Sundays. And so very busy, but I love it.
When you're done your studies and your exams, will you return to Northumberland County?
Yes. Yeah, I just had an interview yesterday at Coburg Hospital, actually.
How did it go?
I think it went well. It's always hard to tell. It's very nerve-wracking to do a job interview. But I have great references. One of them was my preceptor at Coburg Hospital, and so I think I have a good word in for me, but we'll see. I'd be very happy to start a job there.
Anne Mead, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Anne Mead, Port Hope resident and a recent graduate of the Trent University Bachelor of Science in Nursing program. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.